do you do?
When you've done all you can, and it seems like it's never enough, and what do you say when your friends turn away, you're alone? Tell me,
what do you give
when you've given your all and it seems like you can't make it through? Well, you just stand when there's nothing left to do. You just stand, watch the Lord see you through. Yes, after you've done all you can, you just stand. Tell me,
how do you handle
the guilt of your past? Tell me, how do you deal with the shame? And how can you smile when your heart has been broken and filled with pain? Tell me,
what do you give
when you give in your all and it seems like you can't make it through? Well, you just stand when there's nothing left to do. You just stand, watch the Lord see you through. Yes, after you've done all you can, you just stand.
Stand and be sure.
And be not entangled in bondage again.
Stand.
We serve a good God.
Yeah.
To Pastor Darrell for the wonderful relationship that we have been blessed to develop over the years. And we just need more and more time. We'd even look like each other if we could spend more time. I don't know if that'd be a good thing for you or what, you know, but it'd be a good thing for me, though, if I could look a little more like you, Darrell. Amen. Pastor Armstrong, all right. But to all the official family, to the leadership of this wonderful congregation, to this beautiful, beautiful music ministry, Sister Betty and everybody, God bless you. Enjoy coming to Shiloh every time we get the chance. Amen. And I don't know, the last couple times I think it's been, a pinch hit. Can you come on out? I said, oh, yeah, we'll be there. And he made it sound like, you know, we're sorry that we asked you to pinch it. We should have called you way in advance. I'm thinking, no, that's all right by me. I don't mind pinch hitting. I don't mind coming to the house of the Lord and praising the Lord any chance I get. Especially to come home to Shiloh. Amen. It's like saying you got to come, last second notice to come home for fried chicken and collard green. Yeah. All right, I'm there. You need me, Mom? I'll be there. Amen. All of y'all, though, God bless you for the wonderful ways that you have blessed my life and ministry, and indirectly to my family as well, that you have blessed them too. You are a part of their heritage. And now that Armita's even come up here and sang for you, even more so. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, and years from now, she's going to be telling her, yeah, years ago when I was at Shiloh, Amen. Praise the Lord. I want you to take your Bibles, if you have the opportunity, and stand with me for just a moment as we read from Luke 23. Ollie got me hungry talking about all that food, man. Jeez, Deacon Green, man. We had some good times back then. Oh, I think I must have been 50 pounds heavier back then. Sounds like it anyway. But there in Luke 23, and over at verse 46. Then Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. I'm going to preach from the subject, it's in God's hands.
Amen. Amen.
It's in God's hands. Amen. Lord, bless the preaching of your word.
Amen.
That we might all be inspired and touched, motivated and encouraged, regardless of what we're going through. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Look at Jesus after he had done all he could, when he had preached, taught, healed, and raised the sick and the dead, after he had taken all the physical punishment that he could, ridicule and scorn, contempt and beatings and whippings, when there was nothing else left to do, what did he do? There's a message here for somebody. If nobody else, there's a message here for me.
All right.
Well, what do you do when you've done all you can? When you've prayed all night long, loved your enemies, served the Lord with joy and gladness, still found yourself wounded by the piercing words of those we thought we could trust, the betrayal of those who said they'd never leave us. What do you do when you've done all you can and it seems like it's never enough? Things still didn't turn out our way. God still hasn't delivered us from the suffering and the struggle. Still seems, after all we've been through, after doing all we could do, praying and fasting and serving and suffering, sometimes there isn't anything left for us to do but do what Jesus did in this verse. For I see in this final exclamation of our Savior on the cross, not just the fulfillment of scriptures and not just the divinity of our Lord on full display, so as to have convinced even a Roman centurion that truly this must be the Son of God. But I further find in this final phrase of our Savior an example for all of us. Look at it with me. Then Jesus, crying with a loud voice. Ever cried with a loud voice before the Lord? Ever talked to God? Had a little talk with Jesus? Tell him all about your troubles? I know they taught me in seminary to pray with a deep voice and be dignified, and my addresses to the Almighty as befitting such an interaction. I came to Shiloh Baptist Church and I was squeaky high back then. And Woodson said, son, you gotta lower that voice. You don't just say, God. But you say, God. But sometimes I don't feel all that dignified. And sometimes it ain't all that deep. Sometimes I don't feel like impressing those around me with the sound of my voice. Sometimes, the truth be told, I just feel like crying about it. Crying in His presence and saying, Lord, what happened? Lord, I did everything You said and still didn't work out. Lord, I've been praying for a new job for months and still. Lord, my marriage fell apart. Lord, my children are in trouble. Lord, my loved one got sick. Lord, everything's messed up. Loved ones got sick and died. I tell you, at times like that, in the midst of the pain, in the midst of the storm, I don't necessarily remember that I went to Princeton Theological Seminary so much as I remember being on my knees at the altar of my dad's church and hearing my mother cry out, Jesus, help me. Jesus, be a fence all around me. Jesus, I need You every hour. Don't know how we're going to make it without You, Jesus. You ever cried out to the Lord like that? Done all you can? Jesus, crying. It's all right to cry. It's all right to be that weak where you got to cry out to the Lord. It's all right where you got nothing else to do but cry out to the Lord. And this is where we need to pay attention to the example of the Lord when we find ourselves at the end of our rope. He said, Father, into Thy hands I commend my spirit. Done all I can, Lord. It's in Your hands now. Did my part. Time for You, Lord, to do Your part. I carried the ball all this way, but now the ball's in Your hands, Lord. Do Your thing, God. Do Your thing. I did the best to do my thing, but now I'm just waiting for You to do Your thing. When it came down to the wire, after Jesus had done all that He had done and been through everything that He had been through, when there was nothing else left to do, He just put it in the hands of the Almighty. Now, some of us, as good as we are, as much as we get right, as often as we do for others like we are, some of us have a problem letting go and letting God. Some of us think that every situation is up to us. Some of us, God Almighty, want to control our lives, control our marriages, and control our children. Some of us want to control our churches, and control our boards, and control our committees, and some of us want to even control our pastors, and some of us pastors want to control our members, control our agenda, and control our legacy. But Jesus can't get any higher than Jesus. After He had done all He could do, He put His life in the hands of the Father. He didn't have control issues. He knew there were some things we're called to do, and some things that are our responsibility to do, and some things that we shouldn't push on others to do. But Jesus also knew that at some point, sooner or later, it's all going to come down to putting our lives in the hands of the Father. Sooner or later, we're going to have to learn to do what the old proverb's been saying for thousands of years. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. Sooner or later, we're going to have to let God be God. And let me tell you, God don't need any help being God. He's God all by Himself. Sooner or later, Jesus said, Father, into Thy hands. Notice He did not say, Pilate, you Roman government official, elected as the curator of this region of Judea, into Your hands. He didn't say that. He didn't say, High Priest Caiaphas, you who could restore my standing in the religious community, you who could back me up a little bit and keep me alive in the presence of all of our comrades. Caiaphas, you into Your hands. He didn't say that. He didn't say, Barabbas, you who got the masses calling out Your name. You who got a criminal record, and ever since you got a criminal record, the populace loves you even more. Like a hip-hop artist of 2014 gets a criminal record. Now everybody's calling his name. Barabbas. Give us Barabbas. He did not say, Barabbas, even though you're so popular and everybody loves you and nobody even knows what you're talking about, but they love you. Barabbas, into Your hands. He didn't say that. Jesus didn't say any of that. And that's important to note because some of us are putting our lives in the hands of the wrong people. We're putting our lives in the hands of the government and trusting the government to bail us out. provide our needs and do justice and love mercy and walk humbly before our God. We're trusting church leaders and deacons and trustees and pastor to make our problems go away, solve our lives for us. But let me tell you something that you really can't ever forget. No matter how long we live and how well we live, government may let you down. Religious leaders might let you down. Society will definitely let you down. Do not put your lives in their hands. Do like Jesus did. Put your life in the hands of the Father. For it makes all the difference in the world whose hands you put your life in. All of my help comes from the Lord. So I'm putting my life in the hands of the Almighty. I will look to the hills from whence cometh my help. Now, someone here might rightly note that when you're going through all these things like Jesus was, it's not that easy to put your life in God's hands. We are, many of us anyway, control freaks. And it's not easy to let go and let God. And sometimes it may not look like it to us, but it's the enemy who is providing such an easy way for us to put our lives into the hands of folks that don't care about us and folks who will mess up our lives. Let me illustrate this, if I can, just a little bit. Some of you are familiar with John Chaney, the Hall of Fame basketball coach, formerly at Temple University, many years. Well, now he hangs out at a local golf course where I oftentimes frequent. And I see John Chaney. I've seen him there maybe 10 times since he retired. I have yet to see him swing a club on that golf course. But he's out there pontificating and telling stories and, all the war stories he's got to tell. And all these other old timers are hanging around looking up at him. John Chaney, you know. I overheard him one day telling a story about a player who just couldn't shoot for nothing. Said they were down by 1, 10 seconds on the clock, timeout. Chaney gathers the team in, he says, and I gently admonished all the players. Anybody who knows John Chaney knows he don't know how to gently admonish anything. But he said after the instructions and the diagramming of the play, he just said, whatever you do, don't give the ball to Ramon. They got out there and lined up and ready to throw the ball in bounds. And wouldn't you know it, the defense covered everybody but Ramon. So the player threw it to Ramon, and there he was right next to the basket all by himself. So the player figured, how bad can he mess this up? So he threw it to Ramon, and Ramon got it, and Ramon shot it, and it clanked off the backboard and went off of 4 people's heads and bounced out of bounds. Temple ball still. Chaney called timeout, gathered the players in, and in his usual delicate, dare I say, pastoral manner, I told you, don't throw that blankety black ball to that blankety black Ramon. No, throw that blankety black. Don't you bring it. I'll throw that blankety black, kill you. The screech out. One player said, but coach, he was wide open. And coach said, but there's a reason they left him wide open. That should tell you something. Hey, there's a reason why it seems easier not to put your life in God's hands. There's a reason why it seems easier to turn your life over to drugs or alcohol or crime as a way of coping with all these old heavy burdens. There's a reason why it seems easier to do it our way instead of trusting God and doing it God's way. Because there's a devil out there seeking whom he may devour like a roaring lion. Jesus said it himself, the road is hard and narrow is the gate. Jesus said that there is a thief who comes but for to kill and steal and destroy. Jesus, when he got down to it, when it was as hard as it could get, he didn't give his life over to anybody else. He gave his life over to his Father. Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. He put it all in God's hands. And just so you don't think I'm telling any falsehoods, he put it all in God's hands, and look what happened.
very next phrase, same verse. Having said this, he breathed his last. He died. They pierced him in his side to make sure he was dead. They took him down from the cross, a beaten and bloodied human shell. Placed him in a borrowed grave, never more to rise. Old Reverend Woodson used to say he lay there all day Friday. And he lay there all night Friday night. He lay there all day Saturday. And he lay there all night Saturday night. But early Sunday morning, I said early Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hands. Hear me, church. It is hard to trust God. It may get worse before it gets better. You may have to go all the way down before you realize that God's getting ready to bring you all the way up. But put your trust in God. Trust Him when you can't see your way. Trust Him when you don't know what to do. Trust Him when the doctors have given up hope. Trust Him when the undertaker says, have you got my number on speed dial? Trust Him when you got no money in your bank. Trust Him when your young people won't act right. Trust Him. Jesus trusted God. Put it in God's hands. Put it in God's hands and leave it there. It's going to be all right. It's just the way he planned it. It's going to be okay. You hold on. God bless you, Shiloh. God bless you.
Everyone stand to their feet. We want to not take for granted that everybody in here knows the Lord Jesus Christ. And so if for some reason you came in just curious about what was going to happen tonight and you don't have a relationship with the Lord Jesus, we want to offer you this invitation to come to know Jesus for yourself. Choir's going to sing, and there are two invitations. One is to unite with the church. Come join a church if you don't have a church home. Secondly, and most importantly, is to give your life to the Lord Jesus. Trust in Him. Let go and let God. And let God have it all. Anybody here today?